It's dangerous to have a pastor do a devotional, as you know. In terms of our time, but as I was reflecting this week on the birth of Jesus, a couple thoughts came to my mind, and I want to share those thoughts with you here this morning, just by way of reflection. The Bible is clear that all wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Any misstep at this first crucial point leads to distorted knowledge. Any right thinking must begin with the acknowledgement of our Creator, God. This makes sense, since without any question, the doctrines of creation form the foundation for understanding the sovereignty of God. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. All things that exist come from Him. And this great truth, that He is the maker of heaven and earth, causes us to realize that He alone as our Creator is our only help, our only source of life, our only salvation. The account of how our Creator God provided salvation for those made in His image is amazing. Embedded into the creation narrative is the first prophecy in Scripture, not given through a prophet, but this decree made by God Himself. It is a foundational prophecy which reveals that God has a plan which He will carry to completion. Genesis 3:14-15. So the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel." This is what we call the proto-evangelium. That is the first gospel, meaning that it is the first mention of the gospel message in Scripture. It reveals God's plan to overcome that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan who leads the whole world astray. Fast forward with me now thousands of years, and we find a powerful statement made by Christ to those who would not receive Him. In John 5:39-40, "You diligently study the Scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the Scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life." Jesus Christ teaches us that the Old Testament Scriptures testify about Him. And indeed they do. Consider Micah 5:2. The prophet says, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." What are the origins of Jesus Christ? John 1:2. He was with God in the beginning. Jesus Christ, being in very nature God, was in the beginning. Jesus Christ is God. He is the eternal Creator God. And our Creator had a plan. Isaiah 7:14. "The Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, and you will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." God's sovereign plan was at work in ways that only He could fully understand. The miracle of the incarnation of Christ was at hand. Philippians 2, "He made Himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, and being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself." It was the act whereby the eternal Son of God took to Himself an additional nature, humanity, through the virgin birth, the result being that Christ remains forever unblemished deity, which he has had from eternity past, but also now possesses true sinless humanity in one person forever. Think with me about that night. There were cries coming from the stable as Mary gave birth to her child. The blood and the water covered the baby, who gasped for his first breath. Mary cleaned him off, removed the umbilical cord, and placed him in cloths, where the baby found comfort in his mother's arms. Exhausted, she laid him in a manger to sleep. Mary had never laid with another man. Mary had never laid with a man. Though perhaps others would look at her and question, she knew this truth to be true. She had never laid with a man. But there she watched her baby child sleep. A miracle beyond comprehension. The one and only eternal Creator God among us to accomplish his sovereign plan. Hebrews 1:1-5. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of his nature. And he upholds all things by the word of his power. When he made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels as he inherited a more excellent name than they. For to the which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? The last days have begun. God, through his Son, has fully revealed his nature and his purpose, which stretches back through the prophets to creation. We may not ever be able to fully fathom the greatness of what happened that night when Christ was born, but we will do well to continually reflect on the importance and significance of the birth of Christ. Join me in continuing to reflect on this great and wonderful time as we hear, what child is this? What incredible and amazing child is this?